This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
If you bumped into Keith Urban in the street and you spotted him, what would be the things about him that you would say, this is definitely Keith Urban? Well,
hair and
tattoo. Can I say this? Keith would probably come over and have a chat to you. That's the type of person that he is.
Oh, he is a very nice guy, isn't he?
He's a great guy.
And obviously a great supporter of Nicole. Did you see him on the garden carpet of the Met Gala this week? Nicole looked incredible. And I was thinking last night, just as a side note, Nicole Kidman and those Hollywood glamours did not get enough airtime with what they wore to Met Gala, because all of the people who wore things that were practically nude, that's how you get online. But let's not forget the absolutely glamorous actresses and celebrities that were out there as well.
Boobs win. Well, it's, you know, it shouldn't get the media that it does. And when Tom rocks up to work some days completely nude, I'm like,
fishnet.
It doesn't have the same effect anymore.
No, you still have currency with the team. Okay. You don't need to be nude.
Right. I can see your nipples, Tom.
Anyway, Keith Urban, yes, of course, he's got maybe the hairdo, the tattoos,
the shirts,
the leather
too.
Bracelets, the rocker. That rocker look. Mm. Very funny story. This woman has gone viral because she's posted a video and a series of photographs of her downing tequila shots with Keith Urban. I mean, that's...
How long ago? Is it recent?
Yes, it is recent.
Well, I thought he was sober.
Well, he is sober because it wasn't Keith Urban.
Awesome. have you got a photo?
This is... I'll show you the photo. She's thought she's been hanging out with Keith Urban, right?
It's a lookalike.
It looks like Keith.
Oh my God, it does.
Keith Urban. You're right. He's a teetotaler. He doesn't drink. So firstly, Keith Urban buying you tequila shots, that's the first giveaway.
Yep.
Very, very funny. In fact, we were talking about Temu yesterday, Fitzy. Another example of how to describe Temu to you is somebody commented on the photo, "This is the Temu Keith Urban." So it's, that gives you another example.
It's just a cheap version of Keith.
But it sent me into a spin last night when I saw this story, because it's one of the things that I did in my very early radio career. I think I was working with Tim and Marty Sheargold on The Drive Show. You know, still learning the ropes. I had a little exercise book taking notes of how I should do radio and how I shouldn't. Plenty of that.
Have you ever read it?
No.
It's been published.
I'm going to have it published by Whipper and store it in his garage eventually. But do you know what I said to Keith? And I hate that I did this because people do it to me all the time. When he came into the studio for one of the first interviews, I just said out loud what I was thinking.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't on air, but I said, "Oh, Keith, hi," because I was really excited to meet him.
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, Keith, you're much shorter than I thought you would be."
I hate that.
He would hate that, even in his little Cuban.
Because you know what? He's one of the best guitarists in the world.
Exactly. And that's what I should have been focusing on.
And you've gone, "Oh, you're shorter than I thought."
It's like with Hamish when you just said to him, "I don't know, I just visualised that someone's sewn your mouth
up. I'd like to sew your mouth up."
Oh, another example of when I just should be quiet.
So, I mean, isn't it funny that since that Keith incident, to the Hamish one about 2 weeks ago, you haven't changed. So you really haven't, that handbook you wrote about how to do radio.
I have changed.
And how not to.
No, do you know what that proves?
Really grown.
Just be quiet for a second,
please.
Oh, yeah,
been cut off again.
Yeah. That what it proves is that since, you know, 2015 or something, when I told Keith Urban that he was shorter than I thought he was, and the other day with Hamish, it means I've just been making perfect radio. I haven't made a mistake.
Oh, when you get there, give us a yell.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.